you want to realize when you don't know the answer, when you don't have the knowledge for the certain task or the certain topic at hand, and then go search and find the people that do have that knowledge. So if you want to go invest in apartments, you need to find people that have done it before and done the kind of investing and the kind of markets that you want to go after.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Multifamily Money Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is another Finance Friday episode. For those of you that are new here, every Friday we're coming at you with all things personal finance, because after all, it's not what you make, but what you keep. And every Monday we're coming at you all things real estate investing, specifically multifamily real estate. Bring on guests who are pros in the business. I share my experience and also just solo episodes of what I think will provide value in the current market climate. On today's Personal Finance Friday episode, I want to do something a little different. And this episode's in memory of one of the greatest investors, arguably the greatest investor of all time, and that's Mr. Charlie Munger. Charlie, for those of you that aren't familiar, was the right-hand man to Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway. Some argue that Charlie was his greatest investor. And today I just want to look back and impart some wisdom that he imparted on us through quotes that he shared in the public. Maybe it was via their shareholder meeting, interviews, what have you. There's just some key takeaways that I want to share with you all. So this is in memory of the great investor, Charlie Munger. All right. So the first one, he talks about success. It's so simple. You spend less than you earn. Invest shrewdly. And avoid toxic people and toxic activities, and try to keep learning all your life, et cetera, and do a lot of deferred gratification because you prefer life that way. And if you do all those things, you are almost certain to succeed. And if you don't, you're going to need a lot of luck. There's so many things in that quote that I could highlight, but yeah, it's just simple things. And that's what personal finance is. It really is simple. I think it frightens some people, the term finance, right? It's just, people think it's not for the common person, but it's so simple. Just like he said, spend less than you earn, invest, stay away from toxic people and toxic traits. That's straightforward. You always want to keep learning. And something that I say at the end of every episode is deferred gratification. It's so true. It's just live a disciplined life and you're almost certain to succeed. And another one quote that I want to jump into next, I think plays off this one well. It's on mastering your emotions. And I think this is a big thing in anything we do in life, from investing, personal finance, just being a better person, right? Leading, it's really mastering your emotions. That's any great leader, any person that is trying to obtain any type of success, whatever that type of success is, financial, spiritual, with friends, family, whatever it happens to be, you need to master your emotions. So he goes, a lot of people with high IQs are terrible investors, because they've got terrible temperaments. And that is why we say that having a certain kind of temperament is more important than brains. You need to keep raw, irrational emotion under control. You need patience and discipline and an ability to take losses and adversity without going crazy. You need an ability to not be driven by crazy extreme success. I can agree with this more. And I think this hits on one of our most recent Finance Friday episodes where I talk about having an even temperament and just consistently keeping your emotions as stable as possible, not getting those highs, not getting those lows, and having them kind of dictate what you do. You don't want your emotions to dictate what you do. You want to dictate your emotions. And I think that's a powerful quote. On mismanagement, invest in a business any fool can run, because someday a fool will. If it won't stand a little mismanagement, it's not much of a business. You know, I think of this and the businesses I run, the real estate, the goal is to set up systems, processes. Our recent guest, Logan Rankin, talked much about this, and he attributed his systems, his processes to how he was able to scale so quickly, which is true, right? There's only so much one person can do, and you can't be there handholding every single person every day. You need to create systems that anyone, you can just plug them into and they can operate. And he had a good point too, that he only gives each person, you know, 1 to 3 KPIs to focus on. I think that is very smart. You don't want to overload people with things because not everyone can handle a lot of capacity. So to be able just to plug and play, plug people in, and the systems and processes are there, as Charlie says, any fool can run the business. Next quote, I try to get rid of people who always confidently answer questions about which they don't have any real knowledge. I feel like a lot of people do this in life, or whether it's, you know, the ego, insecurities. I'm sure you all are thinking of people, you know, that do this, and maybe it's even yourself. I think everyone does to some extent, right? But you try to answer a question confidently, even when you know you don't really have any real knowledge of the subject matter or the question at hand, but you don't want others to think that, you know, the whole fake it till you make it. And I think that's important. You don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of those people. And also you want to realize when you don't know the answer, when you don't have the knowledge for the certain task or the certain topic at hand. And you want to be able to realize that and then go search and find the people that do have that knowledge. And that's what's surrounding yourself with those people. So if you want to go invest in apartments, you need to find people that have done it before and done it well and done the kind of investing and the kind of markets that you want to go after. It's that ego you got to get over. Next, the iron rule of nature is you get what you reward for. If you want ants to come, you put sugar on the floor. I think this pertains to what we were talking to a little earlier about, you know, systems and processes and be able to plug anyone in to any system or process. And the reason is because when you're creating systems, processes, and businesses, there needs to be a reward factor to all of that, right? You want a person to do a certain thing. There's only so much you can do to get that person to consistently do that, to meet the vision you're laying out, to meet the quality standards you are laying out without there being some type of reward metric, right? People are incentivized. They need incentives. That's what they do. And every person is incentivized differently. When you're talking about employees, sometimes money is more to others. Obviously, everyone wants to get paid a certain amount, but some people are more money motivated than others. Some people like their free time, vacations. You know, some people like autonomy. Some people like working from home. Whatever it happens to be, you need to find out what their reward system is. And when you're setting up these systems and processes, there needs to be incentives for everything. It could be just recognition. Some people love recognition, right? If you do the best in this position, like if you're talking about a maintenance tech at an apartment building, you perform these key tasks, these KPIs we give you. You know, you complete your work orders in 48 hours or less, 100%. Here, you get this award for the month, right? This trophy. We get this, you know, plastic trophy, and you get to carry it around all month. And then it gets passed to the next person. It's about creating this reward system that makes the person happy who's trying to receive the reward, but also makes the business or the system or the process happy because they're achieving what is needed. All right, Charlie, what do we have next here? It takes character to sit with all that cash and do nothing. I didn't get where I am by going after mediocre opportunities. Those are not familiar. What Charlie's referring to here is there's been times where Berkshire, so the company that Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger founded, there's been times where Berkshire's had a lot of cash, just a lot of cash on hands, like billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars in cash just sitting there. And there's something in investing called cash drag. Cash drag is, you know, as simple as it sounds, it simply means that there's a lot of cash in your books not making a return. So especially in an inflationary environment, there's drag on the return, right? Because the money that's at work is generating a return, but the cash on the sidelines is not. And when you factor in inflation, it's dragging the returns down of the greater portfolio because you have a chunk of money out of the whole pie just sitting there doing nothing. And so they've gotten a lot of criticism over the years for that cash drag, where people want them to put it to work or give out some type of dividend, which they would never did or would do because they didn't believe in it, but they would get a lot of criticism. However, what he is alluding to here is the fact that they did this, they were able to jump on amazing opportunities when they presented themselves. And if they hadn't had the cash, they wouldn't be able to make those type of moves as quickly as they did with little to no competition. And he's saying here, if they simply just put their money to work all the time and went after mediocre opportunity and maybe gotten some great ones every once in a while, they would not be the investors that we know of them today. They would not be where they're at. But because they had the discipline to sit in that cash, take the criticism, and then leap on great opportunities that present themselves, it's why they are the best of the best. And I think this pertains to today. There's a lot of turmoil in all markets right now, a lot of uncertainty. And it goes back to his quote about mastering your emotions. People fear of missing out. They let the emotions dictate them, and they make the decision based on the emotions, not on their knowledge or discipline that they should have in place, right? Based on years of learning, years of knowledge, years of experience, criteria that they put in place, guidelines they put in place, they don't follow those. They act on emotion. And in today's market, I think we've seen that over the last few years, especially in 2021, 2022, in the real estate market, there's a lot of emotion driving them, the fear of missing out. So-and-so is taking down this many units. So-and-so has $500 million in assets under management. I need to go. I need to buy something. And people were just buying something just so they could, you know, say, I have X number of units. I just closed on 4 deals this year, 5 deals this year, whatever it happens to be, 10 deals. It wasn't based off of, this is a great deal. This meets my criteria. This meets my guidelines. I'm a disciplined investor. No, it was, yes, I closed on 10 deals this year. I'm amazing. Look at me. And I think that's going to lead to a lot of opportunities because people bought wrong and they're going to have to sell. We've already seen foreclosures and the people with, they call it dry powder, cash on the sidelines, they're going to be able to seize the opportunities because when things like these present themselves, when great opportunities present themselves, you don't have a lot of time to make a decision or act. You got to move immediately. And he with the cash is king, right? He can take down those opportunities with speed. It is remarkable how much long-term advantage people like us have gotten trying to be consistently not stupid instead of trying to be very intelligent. And I think this goes back into the ego thing I was talking to earlier. It's getting over your ego and knowing that you don't know everything. You're not going to know everything. And if you don't know certain things, you need to seek that advice. And simply just as he says, trying to be consistently not stupid. Don't do stupid things instead of trying to know everything. I like that. It's simple and it's straightforward and it's true. This is what they recently said, both Charlie and Warren said on commercial real estate. They said, buildings don't go away, Buffett said, but the owners do, said Munger. And that's true. And we're seeing that right now, whether it's because they want to sell it and it's changing hands or because they're forced to, maybe through foreclosure, short sale, whatever it happens to be, that happens. And it's going to continue to happen. And there's going to be opportunity. Now, I want to leave you with this last quote. I really like this one. It's a great way to live life, both personally and business. Whatever you're trying to do, I think this is a great way to live it. Spend each day trying to be a little wiser than you were when you woke up. Discharge your duties faithfully and well. Systematically, you get ahead, but not necessarily in fast spurts. Nevertheless, you build discipline by preparing for fast spurts. Slug it out 1 inch at a time, day by day. At the end of the day, if you live long enough, most people will get what they deserve. And I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you, Charlie. And as always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so we can all create the lives of our dreams. After all, personal excellence is what's going to make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.